radio flight controllers, gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Rhino.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
This is Bisogno Cappuccino, episode 1 on February the 29th, 2020. My name is Claude Saulnier, your host for this podcast. In the podcast series, sadly, I'm not going to teach you how to make a cappuccino, but rather the length of the podcast should be about the time it would take to make and drink one. I simply hope to ease the understanding of data protection, and over time, I would invite a number of respected professionals so we can learn from their knowledge and experience. This podcast is sponsored by Bisogno. Bisogno provides a solution to assist the documentation required under the GDPR. You could visit bisogno.eu for further information.
Bisogno Cappuccino, your data protection coffee break.
I will start focusing on the General Data Protection Regulation, also known as the GDPR. But the GDPR is not the only law in Europe that deals with data protection, and this is where I suggest we start. It may be worth putting things in context. In 1966, they were in the region of 15,000 computers in the world. By 1970, the number raised to 80,000. People then started asking questions about what was happening to their data once they provided it. Who had the right to access the data? Was it kept accurately? Was it being collected without their knowledge? Could it be used to discriminate or violate other fundamental rights? Initiatives from various European regions and countries led to establishing the principles of data protection. These principles of data protection are set since 1981, when the Council of Europe opened for signatures the Convention for the Protection of Individuals with regard to the processing of personal data, the Convention 108. The Convention 108 is binding for the states that have ratified it. Now, prior to 1981, the European Convention of Human Rights, which entered into force in 1953, guaranteed the right to respect for private and family life, home and correspondence, but not a right to data protection.
Bisogno Cappuccino.
Before I carry on, what is personal data, you may ask? Personal data means any information relating to an identified or identifiable natural person. The meaning of an identifiable natural person is one who can be identified directly or indirectly. The context matters. If I say, the Frenchman that records the data protection podcast in English with a silly accent, you can identify me, although I haven't said my name. This would be personal data as, in the context, you could identify me. The identified or identifiable natural person is called a data subject in the data protection jargon. Worth noting that personal data is different to what Americans call PII, personally identifiable information. When I say, again, the Frenchman that records the data protection podcast, which is personal data, wouldn't actually be classified as PII. Now, while I'm at it, should you say data or data? Looks like different countries use one or the other. I haven't found a clear answer myself, so whether you're in Ireland, in Australia, or in the US, you will hear or use one or the other. Personally, for the podcast, I decided to stick to the way my Latin teacher taught me when I was a student, data being the plural for datum. There is often confusion between privacy and data protection. The right to respect for private life and the right to the protection of personal data are closely related, but they differ in their formulation and scope. The right to respect for private life consists of prohibiting interference. No one shall be subjected to arbitrary interference with his privacy, family, home, or correspondence. The protection of personal data is about putting in place a system of checks and balances to protect individuals whenever their personal data are processed. The processing must comply with the essential components of personal data protection, independent supervision, and the respect for the data subject's rights. If we go back in history, the EEC, the European Economic Community, started as a regional organization focused on economic integration and the establishment of a common market. So it's hardly any surprise that the original treaties of the European communities did not contain any reference to human rights or their protection. However, when the then European community realized policies could have an impact on human rights, it proclaimed the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union, known as the Charter, in 2000. In December 2009, the EC became the EU when the Lisbon Treaty came into force, and the same treaty made the Charter legally binding as EU primary law. The Charter not only guarantees the respect for private and family life, but also establishes the right to the protection of personal data. From 1995 until May 2018, the principal EU legal instrument on data protection was the Data Protection Directive, Directive 9546 EC. The Data Protection Directive established a detailed and comprehensive data protection system in the EU. Directives do not apply directly and must be transposed into the national laws of the member states. Now, you can well imagine that the nature of information technology changed significantly since the drafting of the directives in the early mid-90s, and it was a key reason to prompt the reform of EU data protection. The reform led to the adoption of the General Data Protection Regulation in April 2016. The GDPR preserves and develops the core principles and rights of the data subject provided for in the Data Protection Directive. It also introduces several new obligations requiring organizations to implement data protection by design and by default, to appoint a data protection officer in certain circumstances, to comply with the new right to data portability, and most importantly, to comply with the principle of accountability. Under EU law, regulations are directly applicable. There is no need for national implementation. The General Data Protection Regulation, therefore, should provide for a single set of data protection rules across the EU. We'll discuss this in more details in another episode of Bisogno Cappuccino. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy this short introduction, and feel free to connect on LinkedIn with your comments. Bye.
Bisogno Cappuccino, your data protection coffee break.